Blackstone presents The Wishing Tree in Irish Falls by Jen Gilroy. This book is read by Samantha Dez. For Papa, with love and happy memories, a good man and father whom I miss so much. Since this book is about music, it's in remembrance of you. Chapter 1. No. Annie Quinn balanced a tray of blueberry muffins against one hip and eyed her sister across the bakery counter. You only had one date with him. Tara's hazel eyes held a teasing glint that Annie hadn't glimpsed in over a year. One too many. Annie slid the plump muffins into the glass-fronted case. Her sister meant well, but she was done with being set up. She could find her own dates, if she wanted to. Blake seemed perfect. Tara's voice had a wheedling note. There aren't a lot of new single guys around here, and he's sure easy on the eyes. She rearranged a tiered display of scones near the cash register and avoided Annie's gaze. He spent most of the date talking about Siamese cats. He has two and takes them to cat shows most weekends. Annie counted the muffins, each juicy blueberry a succulent reminder of a perfect Adirondack summer day. Besides, Hannah took one look at him and did that eye roll of hers. She calls him Blake the Flake. Your daughter's 16. We invented that eye roll when we were her age. Tara's mouth lifted into a lopsided smile. You like cats? Maybe Blake was nervous and didn't know what to talk to you about. I was nervous at first, too. Your daughter checking out your date is enough to make anybody nervous, and Hannah was pretty obvious. But when we got to the restaurant, whenever I tried to change the subject, Blake went right back to cats. So maybe he didn't work out, but you need to stay in the game. Tara joined Annie behind the counter and flicked a dust cloth along the display cabinets. You're only 35. That's way too young to sit at home every Saturday night, eat Nanaimo bar cheesecake, and watch movies with me. The sadness in her sister's voice tore at Annie's heart. I like watching movies with you. But even if she didn't, Tara needed her, and she'd do whatever it took, however long it took, to be there for her. Tara wasn't only Annie's sister. She was also her best friend. As for Nanaimo bar cheesecake, it's better than sex any day.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?